I welcome all of you once again. Thank you everyone for joining this Bhakti Sangha conference session. Today's class will be given by His Grace Kamal Lochan Das Prabhuji on Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 4.14.18 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो नारायणं नमस्कृत्य ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायशभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके श्रीमद्भागवतं केण्टो चाप्टर् 14 वर्स् नम्बर् 18 यस्य राष्ट्रे पुरे च एवविषः धर्मेण जनैः अन्वितः युक्तैः यस्य राष्ट्रे पुरे चैव भगवान् यज्ञपुरुषः दीयते स्वेन धर्मेण जनैः ैव भगवान् यज्ञपुरुषः दीयते स्वेन धर्मेण यस्य राष्ट्रे इन् द स्टेट् आफ् किङ्ग्डम् पुरे इन् द सिटि also certainly Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajna Purusha, who is the enjoyer of sacrifices, Yate is worshipped, Svena, their own, Dharmena, by occupation, Janaihi, by the people, Varnashrama, the system of great social orders, Anvitaihi, to follow. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. Nothing is supposed to be required as a state and city. The general populace simply observes the system of great social orders of Varna and Ashram. And where all citizens engage in worshipping the Supreme Personality of God by their particular occupation. Purport. The state's duty, the citizen's duty, are very the activities of the government and of king, as well as activities of the citizen, should be directed, but ultimately everyone engages in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The king or government is supposed to be the representative of the Supreme Personality of God and is therefore supposed to see that the king go on, see that things go on nicely, and the citizens are situated in the scientific social order comprised of four varnas and four ashramas. In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated that unless people are educated, situated comprised of four varnas, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, and four ashramas, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sanyas, society can never be considered a real human society, nor can it make any advance towards the ultimate goal of human life. It is duty things go on in terms of Varna and Ashrama. Things go on according to Varna and Ashrama. As stated here in Bhagavan Yajna Purushaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the Yajna Purusha, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, Krishna is ultimate purpose of all sacrifices. He is also the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Therefore, he is known as Yajna Purusha. The word Yajna Purusha indicates Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna. Or any personality or category of Tattva. In perfect human society, people are situated in the order of Varna and Ashrama and are engaged in worshipping Lord Vishnu by their respective activities. Every citizen is engaged in an occupation by the resultant actions of his activity, that is the perfection of life, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.46. Yataha Bhutir Bhutana Sarvamidam Sadam Sakarmanatam Abhikarya. By worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings, all pervading, man can, in the Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Shudras, and Vaishyas must execute their prescribed duty. And these duties are stated in the Shastra. Everyone can satisfy the Supreme Position. The king or government head has to see this is a just engaged. In other words, the state of the government or the government must not deviate from this.
Hi Krishna Prabhuji,
we are declaring that the state is a secular one.
Hare Krishna.
Or not very Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, sorry to
You're able to hear?
We are not able to hear you at all. It's breaking very severely. Maybe a different angle of the phone may help. I'm not sure. But it's breaking terribly.
I can connect Mataji, Prabhu, if you want. I can connect Prabhu.
Okay.
Yes, Mataji, please connect him. Thank you.
Today people engaged in the government service and people who rule over the citizens have no respect to Varnashrama Dharma. They complacently feel that the state is secular. In such a government, no one can be happy. The people must follow the Varnashrama Dharma and the king must see that they are following it very nicely. ക്ഷിരവംഗലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോവിഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതം യേന ഭൂതലേ സൈവദാ ദദാതി സ്വാഗതാംഗം വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരോ ശ്രീയുതാവലം ശ്രീഗുരുജാതം സഹനരഘുനാഥാന്വിത साद्वैतं सावधूतं करेण श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान्तशिषकान्तराधाकान्तनमोऽस्तु तत्र काञ्चन गौराङ्गिराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी देवी रमामि हरिप्रिय പാവനേഭ്യോ ഐശ്വരേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ഹരേ രാം ഹരേ രാം 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ
ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ പ്രഭുജി അഗൈൻ ദ ക്വാളിറ്റി ഹാസ്
ഗോൺ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ
വി ആർ നോട്ട് ഏബിൾ ടു ഹിയർ എനിതിങ് നൗ വി ജസ്റ്റ് ഹിയർ വൺ വേർഡ് ആഫ്റ്റർ എ ഫ്യൂ സെക്കൻഡ്സ് സോ മേ ബി ഇഫ് വി ക്യാൻ ഡിസ്കണക്ട് ആൻഡ് റീകണക്ട് കൻ യു പ്ലീസ് ട്രൈ പ്രഭുജി സോറി ടു ട്രബിൾ യു ലൈക് ദിസ്
Thank you. Who is here?
No, Prabhuji, I can only hear one word after many seconds.
Are you able to hear?
Yes, this is better now.
Yeah. This is, these verses are spoken by all the Rishi. And they are addressing to King Vena. We know that Vena was a very cruel king. The cruelty of the king was so much that the Brahmins, the Rishis, they started thinking, you know, what happened? Just see, we thought that he's a cruel king. Better we have a king who is cruel rather than having no king. So they appointed him as a king and he started creating so much of disturbance. By nature, he was very wicked. And he got all his wickedness from his mother, and whose father was also wicked. So the nature of a father is transferred to the daughter. The nature of a daughter is transferred to the son. In this way, all the people who were very much disturbed by Vena's cruelty, they all thought, let her give some advice. Let her give some advice to this king. Now a king is to be respected, is very cruel. And these sages, they are very much expert in the art of diplomacy. So in the 14th verse, all these sages, they start telling the king, oh my dear king, please understand what we want to say to you. And whatever we are saying to you, it is definitely going to increase your lifespan. It is going to increase your wealth. It is going to increase your strength, increase your fame. In this way, all of us are going to bless you with this kind word. Please heed to your word. Then they start giving instruction to the cruel king. It is said that by praising, you can even bring a very hard-hearted person, very cruel person into control. That is the glory of the nature of praise or appreciation. That is why if a child is doing some mischief, you appreciate the child and then tell, oh, you are a very good boy, isn't it? Actually, no, he's a very mischievous boy. But you have to tell that you are a very good boy. Then immediately thinks, yes, I am being praised now. So let me listen to them. So these Munayaha, all the great munis there, they were all very much well trained in the art of diplomacy and also in the art of dharma. So they are giving instructions on dharma. Then they start saying that, oh my dear king, when all the men perform dharma by body, mind and words and intelligence, the whole world will be free of misery, and those without attachment, and for those who are without attachment, there is liberation. That means those who perform dharma, they not only benefit themselves, but they also benefit everyone. So it is your duty to make sure that the people are dharmic. They are not saying that, my dear king, you are adharmic, you are not doing duty. They are just talking about the duties of the citizens. And they say that, oh king, you are the protector of citizens from the thieves and the corrupt ministers. And you accept taxes accordingly. And thus, you enjoy in this world and actually in the next world. Now, in this world, they are bringing the king's consciousness back to his duty. All this time, all these verses, for the past four verses, 14 to 17, they were talking about the duty of the citizens of the state. The duty of the citizens of the state is that of practicing dharma. Now, they say, yasya rashtre pure chaiva, in the rashtra, the entire country, in the pura, pura means the city, what happens? Bhagavan yajnapurushaha iyate svena dharmena janait varnashramanvitaihi. My dear king, you are supposed to engage everyone according to their dharma, according to their varnashrama dharma, because the Supreme Lord is worshipped according to the performance of one's duty, according to varnashrama dharma. So in one sense, the subject matter of this verse is worship of Krishna by one's performance of duty. Krishna also in the Bhagavad Gita, he talks about performance of duty and how he is worshipped by one's performance of duty. So this is called Karma Yoga or Karma Mishra Bhakti, which is the first step in the process of bhakti. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanand Rai met, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramanand Rai, please tell me, O Ramanand Rai, what is the goal of life? But for that, Shloka Padi means you have to quote a verse in the scriptures and then describe about the goal of life. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he spoke this thing, Rai Ramanand told the same concept which is spoken here. Parnashrama Samacharvata Vishnu Purushel Bhavan Nanyat Pantat Tattosha Karanam Vishnu Raradhyate Pantah Nanyat Tattosha Karanam Vishnu Raradhyate Pantah Nanyat Tattosha Karanam. Vishnu is very much satisfied when everybody works according to Varna and Ashrama, keeping him as a center. We all know that there are two kinds of Varnashrama. One is known as Asuri Varnashrama, other is known as Daiva Varnashrama. Now, what is the meaning of Asuri Varnashrama? Asuri Varnashrama means when somebody performs their duties according to Varna and Ashrama without keeping Krishna in the center, that becomes Asuri Varnashrama. When somebody worships Krishna according to one's duties, according to Varna Ashrama, then that becomes Daiva Varnashrama. So it is known as Daiva Varnashrama system. It is Daiva. Daiva means the transcendental. If we just perform Varnashrama without keeping Krishna in center, that becomes Asuri, that becomes material. So what is being recommended here is Bhagavan Yajna Purushaha Yate. Not only one should perform Varnashrama Dharma for the purpose of worshipping Vishnu, but also it should be, the intention also should be the same. That is, I am worshipping Vishnu through my occupational duty. So they are reminding the king, oh my dear king, your responsibility is that you should engage every citizen in according to their tendencies of Varna and Ashrama. When you do this thing, that will benefit you, and not only benefit you, benefit everyone. Everybody will be happy. Sarve jana sukhino bhavantu. Everybody will be happy in this world. So there is a big talk about Varnashrama Dharma. We know in the purport, of many purports in Srila Prabhupada's books, conversations, letters, he spoke so much about Varnashrama Dharma. And also we know there is one ministry in our ISKCON called IDVM, ISKCON Daiva Varnashrama Ministry. So this ministry is being headed by Bhakti Raghav Maharaj. And he has written so many books. They have printed thousands of pages of literature talking about Varnashrama, how important it is, how Srila Prabhupada actually spoke about Varnashrama Dharma at many places. And this is practically the last desire of Srila Prabhupada to establish Varnashrama in ISKCON. And he not only spoke about it, but he expressed his desire that I have done 50% of the work and other 50% I have left it to you, so that you all work hard and then talk about this Varnashrama. So this Varnashrama Dharma is not something very strange. It is not something, a subject matter which is we left without deliberation. A lot of talk is going on in ISKCON about Varnashrama Dharma, and especially Srila Prabhupada said I have one lamentation, that is Varnashrama. 50% of my work is left, and I want that you all should execute this work of Varnashrama. Now, why Varnashrama at all? What is the purpose of it? Now we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are doing some kind of devotional service, reading Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting we are doing, distributing books, preaching, worshipping deities. Why do we require this Varnashrama Dharma? Then later on we'll see what is Varnashrama Dharma. Why do we require Varnashrama Dharma? Because if somebody is a pure devotee, or somebody is practicing pure devotional service 24 hours a day, he doesn't require any dharma. Because the Bhagavatam says, Tektvasa dharman charanambujam harer bhajanna pakvot patet tato yadi. Even though his bhajan is not very pakka, even though he falls down, no problem. Because Krishna takes care of him. But for whom? Tektvasa dharman charanambujam harer. For a person who has given up everything, for him there is no responsibility. Krishna says in the third chapter also, 17th verse, Yes yatpratidevasyat atmatattasya manavaha atmanneva santushtaha tasya karyam navyate. For a person who is taking pleasure in himself alone, atmanneva atmanam tushtaha, for him he doesn't require any external source for recreation, external source for even maintenance. He is not even bothered about his bodily maintenance. He is only worried about his Krishna consciousness. Like Madhavendra Puri. Today is Akshaya Tritiya, a very nice time to even remember Shripad Madhavendra Puri. Shripad Madhavendra Puri accepted the dharma of Yayachaka Vritti. Yayachaka Vritti means he doesn't even go for begging. If he feels hungry, he is just chanting. Whatever comes on its own accord, he accepts it. That is why the situation is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Yadrishya Lava Santushto Dvandvadito Vimitraha. Whatever comes on its own accord, he accepts it. Even for the bodily maintenance. Now let us calculate how many in our movement who are directly or indirectly associated, or on the platform of Ayachaka Vritti, or on the platform that even though there is a big drum being beaten, a bugle being blown next to their ear, they are not disturbed in their chanting. So hardly, maybe very few, but even though many are there in our movement like this, but our movement is not just meant for that kind of people. We are connecting anybody and everybody in service of Krishna. So not everybody are on a transcendental platform of Brahmabhuta Vastha. Like na sochati, na kangshati. Many people are doing their jobs, their family, they are worried about the children. There are a lot of attachments still there, that I want to attain some position in the material world, that I want to get some money, I want some security deposit, some promotion, I want to have a better house. So people have these desires. We just cannot rule out that people don't have these desires in our movement. So now that is where Varnashrama comes into picture. When you accept Varnashrama, then your practice of spiritual life becomes very, very easy. Now the simple process of chanting itself has become very difficult. What is the reason? The reason is that we are given up Varnashrama Dharma. So Varnashrama Dharma is very much required because our movement is meant for everybody to get connected to Krishna. Somehow or the other, you just connect people with Krishna. So not everybody is on the platform of Brahmabhuta Prasannatma. So we require Varnashrama Dharma. Varnashrama Dharma is material, it is not spiritual. Even though it is material, we require it because people have material attachments. Now, when you have material attachments, then there are responsibilities. Responsibilities are there because we have attachments. Like, for example, you have responsibility towards your son, not towards other son, because you have attachment towards your son. So, moment you have attachment, you have a responsibility. So attachment and responsibility go together. The only way to get rid of this attachment is to execute the responsibilities to which you are attached to, or to person whom you are attached to, keeping Krishna in the center. So this is called Varnashrama Dharma. So sometimes people misunderstand. Varnashrama Dharma means they think that, oh, let me, I should go to a village, I should start plowing. No. That is one of the extremities of misunderstandings about Varnashrama Dharma. Varnashrama Dharma is Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Varnashrama Dharma means this. Whenever I talk, take this subject of Varnashrama Dharma, some people outrightly say, Prabhuji, don't talk about it, no, we cannot accept it. Whether you say, I am not going to accept it or I cannot accept it, we are accepting it in a very crooked format. The pramana is, when Srila Prabhupada went to Soviet Union at that time, he was talking with Potowski. Potowski asked Srila Prabhupada, that in India you have this caste system. Then Prabhupada told, do you have intelligent people in Russia? They told, yes. He told, you have got administrative class? Yes, we have. Then Prabhupada asked him, do you have business class? Yes, we have. Then do you have the working class? Yes, we have. Then Prabhupada told, you also have caste system. So you just cannot have a society without Varnashrama. But the problem is, when it becomes non-Krishna conscious, when you don't accept it without keeping Krishna in center, keeping Veda in center, then what happens? That becomes Vikrita. That becomes perverted. So what is happening these days is not that people are not following Varnashrama Dharma. They are practicing a perverted form of Varnashrama, because without Varnashrama, without this classification into this four spiritual and social orders, there cannot be any human society. There cannot be any human sentiments at all. So, first thing is, Varnashrama is required, and we should not be afraid about this term called Varnashrama. Because of the misinterpretation or mispresentation of this word Varnashrama, people are really afraid about this word even to talk to. But they think, as soon as I hear the word Varnashrama, oh, I need to go to a village, I have to give up my city life, I have to give up my my lucrative job, then only, you know, I can go to, then I practice Varnashrama. No, that is not the concept. Now, coming to the point of what is this Varnashrama altogether? First, we'll take the Varnas. First, we'll take the Ashramas, because at least we have some idea of the Ashramas. Now, Ashrama means Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Everybody practices these four stages of life. These are known as the spiritual order, that is Ashrama Dharma. Now, in our movement, somehow or other, this is crept in. That is, oh Prabhuji, I cannot be a Brahmachari, so I am getting married, I am becoming Grihastha. So it's a wrong understanding. They think, I am not qualified to be a Brahmachari, so I'll become a Grihastha. What is your understanding of Grihastha Ashram? Is it a dustbin? Grihastha Ashram, Brahmachari Ashram, Vanaprastha Ashram, Sanyas Ashram. What is the common thing in all the four? All the four are Ashramas. So, to think that I cannot be a Brahmachari, that is why I'll become a Grihastha, why don't you think, am I qualified to become Grihastha? Everybody is just getting married and thinking I'm in Grihastha Ashrama. Just by joining the Brahmachari Ashram, nobody becomes a Brahmachari. The same way, just by getting married, nobody becomes Grihastha. One becomes a Brahmachari by practicing the responsibilities of a Brahmachari. One becomes a Grihastha, or one actually joins the Grihastha Ashrama. I don't say don't become a Grihastha, I always say don't become a Grihastha. Join the Grihastha Ashram. Like we say, joining the Brahmachari Ashram, getting married actually means to join the Grihastha Ashram. Then joining the Vanaprastha Ashram or getting into the Sannyas Ashram. Ultimately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I am neither a Grihastha naham vipro, na chanaparti, na vaishyo, na shudro, na aham varani, na sikrihapatir, na vanasto, yatirva, kintu brodhyam nikila paramananda purnamrita abdayirgo vibartu padakamalo yordasa dasa anadasaha. He said, I am not brahmachari, I am not a grahastha, I am not a vanaprastha, I am not a sannyasi, I am not a brahmin, I am not a kshatriya, I am not a vaishya, I am not a shudra. Who am I? I am just a servant of the Gopi Bhartu, Padakamalyur, Dasa Dasanadasa, servant of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is the Bhartu of the Gopis. So now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I am not a Grahastha, I am not a Brahmachari. But that doesn't mean one should not stay in the Brahmachari ashram, one should not stay in the Grahastha ashram. So there is a lot of difference between staying in the Brahmachari ashram, staying in the Grahastha ashram, or being a Vanaprastha. Being in the Vanaprastha ashram, being in the Sannyasa ashram. So these four are actually the sthana. Sthane sthitam sutigatam tanuvam manovir. Like if you want to play cricket, you take a stand. You have a sthana. Then only you can do some activity. Even spiritual activity, first you put an asana. Then only you do the activity. If somebody wants to dance, there should be a proper stage to dance on. In the same way, if somebody has to practice spiritual life, there should be a proper stage on which they practice spiritual life. What is the proper stage? That is Varnashrama. Now we are talking about ashramas here. So, it is not that becoming a grahastha or joining the grahastha ashram, that also requires qualification and that also has responsibility. Brahmachari has responsibility. When he executes those responsibilities for the pleasure of Krishna, then he is called Brahmachari. Just having a attire doesn't give him attainment. Attire is no attainment. Now somebody just gets married. That doesn't mean he is in the grahastha ashrama. Until unless one practices the responsibility of the grahastha ashrama, he is not called a grahastha. And the same way vanaprastha, their responsibilities towards that. Somehow the word responsibilities, we forget it. When you forget this word responsibility, then naturally the mind goes towards sense enjoyment. And that is called adharma. And that is how the entire varnashrama collapses. Varnashrama is actually a very scientific process by which we can reduce our material attachment and completely attach ourselves towards Krishna. So it can be practiced according to your position. It is not something which is unpracticable. It is just a question of training your mind to accept this is my responsibility. So when you have this in mind that this is my responsibility because I am in a particular ashrama, that becomes Varnashrama Dharma. Now, what is the problem in practicing this Varnashrama Dharma in the present state, whether it is in India or America? The problem is the economy. So what has happened in the worldwide, the economy is based on some mental speculation. There is no real economy actually existing these days. According to the Vedic system, when the economy is based on land and cow, then perfect Varnashrama system can manifest. That is why we are facing difficulty in following something very simple. Just see. To just get a place to live and some food to eat. How much we are struggling? 12 hours a day goes just in trying to make a living. And we are so proud about it. And that is called foolishness. I still remember my grandfather, he's a farmer. And he used to just work morning 2 or 3 hours and evening just go for 2 hours and come back. Whole day was free. And so much abundance was there. There's no problem for anything. He took care of 4 of his children. He used to give charity. He used to give so much. Any problem anybody had in the village, they used to come to our house. My grandmother and my grandfather used to solve their problem. Where they used to get so much of time, I still remember, every day in our village, there was some Ramayana or Mahabharata going on, drama going on. or some katha going on, or some Utsava and Ram temple going on. I'm just talking all these things about 30, 35 years back. People had plenty of time, abundance of time. But now, people don't have time. So this is where the Varnashrama, when it becomes Vikrita, when it becomes perverted, what it eats away our time and gives more anxiety. Just for our existence, for our living becomes an anxiety for us. At that time, just see how we can practice spiritual life very peacefully. We cannot do that. That is why Srila Prabhupada was bent upon Varnashrama, Varnashrama, Varnashrama. There are so many conversations that Srila Prabhupada had between Varnashrama, regarding Varnashrama. Just because he knew very well that though people have a genuine interest in practicing spiritual life, people are not able to do it. Because maximum energy goes in just how to make a living. Just to get a place to stay and food to eat. People are working hard and hard and hard. Srila Prabhupada once told, why they are working so hard? Because so much of energy goes. By the time he comes back from the office, he has no energy left for Krishna conscious activities. He cannot even study 1 hour of Bhagavatam every day. The things are becoming worse and worse day by day as the time is going on. People are doing two jobs. People are doing one job and one business just to make their living. That is why Varnashrama comes into picture. That is why it becomes difficult for people to practice Varnashrama, because the economy is based on some mental mental speculation. We think that this cash or some money in the stock exchange stock market, the shares in the stock market, that is actual money. Or my house in this town is going to give me security. No. So Varnashrama is connected to cow and land, because that becomes the basis. That doesn't mean everybody should become an agriculturalist. Everybody should come and take care of the cow. They start feeding the cow and then become a cowherd boy. No, that is not the case. So the economy should be based on cow and land. Earlier, we still remember, if somebody wants to give their daughter to somebody, to somebody's house, so they used to check how much land they have and how many cows they have. That was the measurement of one's prosperity, which is real prosperity. Now it has totally shifted. They are going to check how much he is earning, whether he has got a flat in Bombay or in New York or something like that. That is what they check. So this becomes the cause of problem. Because the very definition of economy has changed. The very definition of being flourishing, that has changed. And that is why we are facing so much of problem. So it's a Herculean task to bring back this Varnashrama to the perfect position now, okay, in the age of Kali. There's a degradation, so much of degradation going on everywhere. And the degradation is going on in the name of secularism. Secular. So Srila Prabhupada talks about this word secular. Vena was the first secular person in this land of India. So what the present government is doing for the past maybe 200 years, maybe even 1,000 years also, especially for the British came, on the name of secularity or secularism, there is so much of degradation going on in the Varnashrama Dharma. So they say, remove or separate religion from politics. State and religion, they should be separated. Here, the sages are advising, my dear king, Vena, until unless you make sure people are practicing Varnashrama, neither they will be happy nor you will be happy. So, just see, there is a gulf of difference between the present day government and the sages at the time, what the kings used to be at the time. The king was to be religious, and his duty was to establish religion in the society. But now, the state or the king, the government says, we have nothing to do with religion. When you say we have nothing to do with religion, that means they are actually practicing religion. What they are establishing is irreligion, and religion is gone. And that is the reason there is so much of chaos in the entire society. So, what is the solution now? How are we going to establish Dharmashrama Dharma? So, there's a lot long debate, not debate, a discussion which happened many years back. Myself, I had a discussion with His Holiness Bhakti Raghavan Maharaj. I told Maharaj, this is the condition, this is the condition now. And we are all talking about establishing Varnashrama. How to do it? Then he gave a very wonderful explanation. He told, in the age of Kali, there is only one dharma. That is what? Harinam Sankirtan. That is only Kali Kale, Nama Sankirtan. This is dharma for the age of Kali. So when you go to a new place to establish ISKCON center or something like that, he said, first is a Sankirtan movement. Do Nagar Sankirtan, book distribution. Gradually, people come closer to us. They want to sit and learn more about philosophy. So then they become devotees. Then Sankirtan movement then becomes the congregation development movement or the initiation movement. Then he said that beyond this thing, once people get together, the number of congregation increases, becomes 500 and becomes 1,000, a lot of initiated devotees, 500 initiated devotees are there. Then they want to have a temple because they want to come together and worship Krishna. So then temple construction movement starts. Then you have a temple construction. Then as the people start coming more and more to temple, more and more devotees are becoming, they ask one question. I travel a lot to many places in India. Everybody has one question. Prabhuji, how can we chant better? When I'm going to get time to read Bhagavatam? I'm not getting time. So that is the time Varnashrama movement starts. That is the fourth movement. First is the Sankirtan movement. They become devotees. Get initiated. That becomes the congregation movement, initiation movement. And then they come temple construction movement. Lots and lots of temples are being constructed. Then you have a group of devotees. Maybe 1,000 devotees, maybe 500 devotees, maybe even 50 to 100 devotees. And that is the time the devotees to shifting that I want to make my life more simple. I want to base myself, my life, directly or indirectly, on land and cow. So this is the time. The time has come in the society of ISKCON that we seriously think, because we have book distribution going on for the past 50 years. Temples, congregation development is going on for past so many years. Temples are coming left, right, center, everywhere, especially in India. And now it is the time that we concentrate on having farm, not just organizationally, that is every temple has a farm, even individually, have a farm, or at least have a farm-based economy, protect cows, because ultimately farm is dependent on the cows. And then comes the education system. That is the Gurukul. So the leaders also thinking about it, how we can start these programs of the farm communities. If not farm community, they connect to the farm community directly, indirectly, protecting the cows directly or indirectly, or starting educational systems in ISKCON, which is an alternative to the present hack which is going on, present situation which is so pathetic, education system, the Gurukul system, and people are thinking about it, and we have to come out of the establish. So Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he talks about the state becoming secular. There's no need of the state to become secular. Following the advice of these brahmanas, one should actually integrate religion and state. And it is the responsibility of the state, the responsibility of every king to make sure that people are happy by practicing this Varnashrama Dharma. So when Gurukul Brahmins, they are not respected, then Parushuram, today is Akshaya Tritiya, the appearance day of Parushuram. So he had to do what? He had to kill all the Kshatriyas around the world. He went practically around the world 21 times and killed all the evil Kshatriyas who would not listen to the Brahmins. That is what is happening to Vena here. The Brahmins, they are very tolerant. They made King Vena, Vena as the king, even though they knew he was a dushta. Why? Because they thought, better if you have even an evil king, king should be there. Because if there is no king, then the situation in the country will become more horrible. The Brahmins advised. But Vena did not listen. So there was a time when the Brahmins thought that we should do something to the king. What did they do? They killed. Brahmins killed the king, the Kshatriya, Vena. So this is what Parashuram did. When he saw his father was killed by Kartavir Arjuna, an evil king, Parashuram's birthplace is near Mandla on the banks of river Narmada, very beautiful place in Madhya Pradesh. So that is where he appeared, the incarnation of Krishna, Shakti Avesh Avatar of Krishna, that is the Dushta Sikshana, that is one who actually gives trouble, or he corrects the evil Kshatriyas. That Parashuram, he appeared on this particular day. And of course we know Chandan Yatra begins today, that is Akshaya Tritiya. And also we know it is the appearance day of Ganga. Ganga also appeared on this particular day. And there are so many interesting things which happened on this particular day. Vyasa started writing Mahabharata on this particular day. And of course these days people rush to buy gold. And many things they start buying. There are 3 days in the entire year where you don't have to see any tithi. That is Ugadi, Akshaya Tritiya, and I think it's Vijayadashmi. And these are the days where you can do any auspicious activity at any time. You don't have to see any muhurta. This is a special day where Lord Jagannath Puri, the rath also starts construction. Construction of the rath starts today, or the Rath Yatra preparations happen from today. So, auspicious day of Akshaya Tritiya, I stop here. Any questions? Because I have to, 5:50, I have to go to another time.
Hey Krishna Prabhuji, Bhagavat Pranam. Very beautiful class for me. Thank you so much. Is there anybody having any more questions or comments for Prabhuji? Hare Krishna, can you all hear me?
Yes, Mataji.
You stop now?
Yeah, Prabhuji. Thank you so much once again, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class. If there are no more questions or comments for Prabhuji, let us all offer obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrindiki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Prabhupada Ki Jai Kamal Lochan Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much.